Truck Dogs. Written by Graham Bass and read by Stig Weems.
"This is such a bad idea,"
said Bulworth, peering out from the long dry grass that swept down from the hill towards the dam. He flicked an ear nervously and fidgeted with his rear drive wheels.
"We shouldn't be doing this."
Bulworth was big as truck dogs go. A bulldog dozer with a huge mouth, chunky caterpillar tracks and a thick, stumpy tail. Like all truck dogs, he was half vehicle, half dog. He ran on diesel, plus some oil for his hydraulics. But unlike his mongrel pack friends who scoffed dog food and gnawed on old bones, Bulworth was a vegetarian and ate cabbages by the ton. The other truck dogs were silent, intent, crouched low in the grass. They were a motley collection of makes and breeds, young enough to still have their original tyres, old enough to be sporting lots of scratches and several impressive dents. None of them had much fat on the bones, however. Without homes of their own, they had to fend for themselves, sleeping under the stars, picking up meals where they could, getting by on the smell of an oily rag. Beyond the fence at the bottom of the hill, a flock of truck sheep grazed quietly on the lusher grass that grew near the water. It was a peaceful scene, the morning sun glowing on the fence posts that ran from the paddock up to Farmer Howe's farmhouse on the neighbouring hill. "Relax," said Prudence, seeing Bulworth's worried expression. "We're only chasing them, not eating them." Prudence was a slender dashhound fuel tanker road train. Her shiny black bodywork was set off by purple fenders and underbelly and a pair of tall chrome exhaust stacks behind her long ears. She turned to Bulworth with a smile. "Unless you want to eat them instead."
"No,"
he said, shocked. He looked again at the truck sheep.
"But they're huge, and they've got horns. I don't want to get hurt."
Zoe, the other girl in the mongrel pack, a streetwise Dalmatian cement mixer with blue spots and purple eyeshadow, shook her head and shoved the gum she was chewing to the side of her grill.
"Oh, don't be such a sook, Bulworth. You're made of solid iron and you're worried about getting a couple of dents."
"He's right, you know," offered Digger. "Sheep leaping can be dangerous, but only if you get caught."
Digger was a Labrador backhoe, good-natured like all labs, sand-coloured, with a brown nose and a ready smile. He winked at Bulworth, his long pink tongue lolling out.
"Come on, mate, those truck sheep are no match for you."
He scratched suddenly behind his ear with his rear excavator shovel.
"Flies are driving me nuts."
"Flies?" said Prudence. "What you've got there is fleas. When's the last time you had a car wash?"
Digger shrugged.
"I don't know. What month is it?"